I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Rio de Janeiro, that's where we're going for the next few minutes. It's a city that evokes all sorts of dreaminess.
The beach, the nightlife, the romance.
That's the trailer to the 2002 film City of God, which is set in Rio de Janeiro's slums, or favelas. The movie shows us the city's other face.
Bora, filhão. Tô te esperando não, meu.
The favelas where teenagers dare children to kill each other for the fun of it. Since 2008, the police in Rio have tried to contain the violence in the favelas, these so-called pacification programs aimed to create a calmer community-based form of policing. But that strategy has been the source of regular protests this year. Catherine Osborne reports from Rio.
Pacification wasn't supposed to lead to this. Demonstrators from Rio favelas chanting that pacification is just another kind of dictatorship. This protest followed the death of a 13-year-old, killed in the crossfire between pacification police and drug traffickers while he was playing soccer in his neighborhood. There have been several other deaths like that this year in Rio. And for those who study the pacification effort closely, that points to a program that has strayed from its original goals.
We should consider this kind of policing as a harm reduction strategy.
Harm reduction means a couple of things, according to State University of Rio sociologist Ignacio Cano, an early consultant for the program. First, acknowledging that people are going to buy and use drugs. Second, minimizing the violence and corruption that surround the drug trade. Put another way, says Cano, the police stay in their part of the neighborhood. The drug dealers stay in theirs. That way, kids can go to school and people can go about their lives without getting shot. And the police can become trusted for things like reporting thefts and domestic violence.
When you talk to people in the favelas, they want, you know, a police which is there to support them and to try to make the territory safe.
That's Julita Limpgruber, a sociologist at Cândido Mendes University who's closely tracked pacification. She says in 2000, a community policing program in the favela of Pavão Pavãozinho proved this strategy could work in Rio. That helped inspire the idea of pacification police units, or UPPs. But in the run-up to last year's World Cup, the pressure began to mount to expand the program.
Because of the World Cup in 2014, then all of a sudden, they began to create UPPs everywhere.
That stretched the pacification police units way too thin. And with the World Cup getting close, the Brazilian federal government decided to send in the army. Literally, it deployed army soldiers to take over a group of favelas called Maré. Supposedly, this was to prepare the area for the pacification police. But now that the army has come and gone, at a cost of around $200 million, there are still no UPPs in Maré.
Nada, não se viu pra nada.
Colonel Robson Rodrigues, number two in Rio's military police, admits the army occupation in Maré accomplished nothing, and that the lessons learned in places where security has improved are often not used to train new officers. Rodrigues is now trying to standardize training for all Rio police toward a new goal of firing fewer bullets during the workday, which underscores an even bigger challenge, changing the mentality of law enforcement in the city.
The war on drugs policy led us to mistakenly accept that we were going to war when there wasn't a war. We created all this in people's heads and actions, and principally in the police.
This year, in the supposedly pacified group of favelas called Complexo do Alemão, residents lived through 100 straight days of shootouts. In the favela Providencia recently, residents caught on video pacification police officers who had killed a young man planning a gun on the body to claim they acted in self-defense. The police also staged a struggle, firing two shots into the air after the young man's death. As Rio's big effort at community policing stumbles, influential names in the program are coming out saying that the war on drugs as a whole has failed and drugs need to be legalized and regulated. Colonel Rodrigues is in favor of that. So is Rio's state security secretary. Ignacio Cano, the sociologist who consulted on the pacification program, puts it this way.
I think we should have never started this war on drugs. I think it was a huge mistake with huge costs. When it's finally over, one day we will look back and we will wonder how it was possible that people devised those policies.
But that day won't come until police are held accountable for their abuses, says Cosme Philipson, a resident of the Providencia favela. he sees a lack of political will to tackle the problem. If nothing changes, says Philipson, police officers and favela residents, who both tend to be poor and black, will continue to die, while Rio pats itself on the back for what it calls innovative policing. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.